You are tuned in to Nerd Overload, your weekly show for video games, movies, TV shows, comics, tech news, and more.
Sponsored in part by Replays, Gameware, Movies, and More, and Creative Foundations, employing individuals with disabilities.
Now your hosts, Sam Dunham, Cody Pinnick, Samantha Cross, and Josh Harrison.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of the Nerd Overload, the pop and geek culture show that covers everything from Astro Boy to Zelda. I'm Josh.
I'm Sam.
I'm Cody.
And I'm Samantha.
We have a great show for you. Thanks again for tuning in. Before we get into the news and other stuff that we have planned, we're going to go over some things we've been checking out.
So I've been watching this show on Fox. It's been on for a little bit. I just finally caught into it. It's called Backstrom.
Oh, okay, yeah, with Rainn Wilson.
Yeah.
Nice.
The Dwight mysteries.
Yes, the Dwight mysteries. It's weird.
As to be expected.
Yeah, I mean, it's a Fox show, but it's like...
Has it been canceled yet?
I think it has.
Really?
Perfect.
Honestly, I really don't know.
I think it has.
Perfect.
But it's kind of like Sherlock meets House.
Who is Sherlock?
Rainn Wilson.
No, I mean House. He is basically Sherlock.
Well, yeah. He's like, yeah, I know. He's like medicine Sherlock.
Sherlock Holmes House.
Yes.
Holmes House. That's where that comes from.
Yes. And a little bit of Bones. I mean, it's weird. It's different. Like, Rainn Wilson's character, Backstrom, he's not a nice guy. He's actually kind of corrupt a little bit, but he's a really good detective. I mean, he has this weird tick whenever he's like interviewing somebody. He always like goes, he puts himself in that person's mindset. He's like, I'm you. I'm a blah, 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 blah. And he goes through this list of things as his mind is working, trying to figure out what motivation this person has to do whatever they did. It's not bad. It's got some comedic elements sometimes. And then, like, there's other things. Like, Backstrom has a roommate who's this gay fence, basically. He sells stolen merchandise. But then some, like, stuff later comes out about the two characters and what their actual, like, relationship to each other are. It's not bad. The music sounds so much like Bones.
Really?
Like, I just walk away. Sometimes I forget what I'm watching.
Probably the same person.
It probably is. It's Fox, and I'm sure they share a lot of the same people within their studios. I mean, it's not a terrible show. It's set in Oregon.
Okay.
Portland, so, Oregon.
Actually. Oh, okay. Is the spirit of the 90s alive in Portland?
They did do an episode with an art festival.
Ah, there it is.
And there's awesome. Like some weird stuff in that episode.
Awesome.
But it's kind of funny because Rainn Wilson's character, Backstrom, he's like, he hates it so much. He's like, this isn't art. I don't even get this.
Well.
He's just really rude to everybody.
Well, Dwight, you know.
Yeah, I know. he's very Dwight-like.
Sure.
But that's pretty much all I've really done. I haven't really done too much other than that.
Cool. I hate to say it, but every time you say Backstrom, I keep thinking of the Mousers from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Oh, Baxter.
That's Baxter Stockman, the yeah. Fly Man.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I really haven't been checking out a whole lot. I've been going through slowly and watching a whole bunch of Futurama episodes.
Always a good time.
Always a good time. Yeah. I'm up to like season 4 or 5 at this point, I think. And Netflix has the episodes out of order. That's weird.
Why would they do
they're
that?
Like in a, they're like close, but they're not like in order, like to air order or whatever.
Huh.
Or at least the listing on Netflix is not the same as the one on IMDb. So anyway, I am almost to the one with the dog.
Oh no.
Jurassic Park.
Jurassic Park. The saddest half hour of animated television you will ever watch in your entire life.
I still cry watching that episode.
You know, I'm not a crier. I don't cry, but that episode makes me well up a little bit. It is the saddest thing.
Oh, it's so sad.
I mean, the show is really good.
Oh, yeah,
I mean,
it's great.
It's a shame that it kind of got the shaft that it did,
a couple of times.
But I enjoy it.
It's always been crazy because whenever I talk to anybody, like, and I mention Futurama, they immediately like it. Everyone loves Futurama.
Sure.
And it is a shame that they've gotten canceled twice.
Yeah. Although it is a shame, but do you really want something like Futurama overstaying its welcome?
No.
Because that's the risk that you run with these kind of shows.
I know.
Which is something we might get into a little bit later on, maybe.
Yeah.
But,
foreshadowing.
Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, that's really been about it.
Yeah, I haven't really been doing a whole lot either. Just playing Splatoon more.
Nice.
Which really opens up later. Well, it doesn't open up, but the gameplay changes when you get into the ranked battles, which is kind of interesting.
Really? Now, what level do you hit those?
At level 10, which is halfway to the cap.
Okay.
You got really mad at it.
Yeah, I rage quit a battle the other day. Like, literally turned the thing off in the middle of the game, which is probably not good.
No.
But in the ranked battles, the game changes to where instead of painting the entire map, two teams fight over painting two sections of the map.
So it's like a domination kind of thing.
Yeah.
It's more combat based.
Yeah. Suddenly, shooting is a lot more important.
Okay.
But it's interesting how they do that. They ease you into it with the turf war where you're painting everything, and then all of a sudden the focus changes, and it gets way more hardcore.
Huh.
Jeez. Hardcore squid fight.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Also, I finished the single player, and the last boss is pretty fun.
Cool,
I won't
okay.
spoil it, but it's really neat. Mm-hmm. You got anything?
So I haven't really been doing anything either. Just same Splatoon.
Oh, it happens. We're all adults, you know.
Busy some week.
Sometimes, yeah. Sometimes we can't all have a million things to talk about, you know. It happens.
It's mom's in town, and she kind of took over the TV.
Gotcha.
Yeah, it's been one of those weeks.
Yeah, it really has.
Hey, we're done with our check it outs. Instead of jumping straight into the news, we actually have a kind of a new segment we're going to try. Why not? Samantha, do you want to describe it a little bit?
Okay. Jurassic Park is out this week, so I decided it'd be fun to make a quiz, see how well you know your dinosaurs.
Okay.
Some of them are real dinosaurs.
Right on. Okay.
I mean, I'll warn you, they're silly.
Fine. Okay, great. Awesome.
And some of them I made up. And you guys, all you have to do is guess if they're real or fake.
Okay. Do we get a prize for this?
No.
Oh, okay.
We get the prize of accomplishment.
Yes.
Okay. Bragging rights. I see. I like this. All right.
Elvisaurus.
Elvisaurus?
Yeah.
It's real.
Yeah, it's probably real.
I'm calling fake.
It is real.
Hey, all right. Do you want to keep track of these? These are our points or whatever?
Sure.
It actually has like a little, saw a picture of it, like a little thingy on its head, I guess kind of like a pompadour thing. That's why.
Nice. I like that.
Okay.
Bigfootosaurus.
Fake.
No, that it seems too goofy to be totally made up. I'm going to say real.
Fake.
Okay.
Ultra T-Rex.
Real.
Fake.
Dang.
It's better than the regular T-Rex.
He shoots lasers. He's multicolored. He has wings.
Stephanosaurus.
That's real.
Oh, real.
Sure. Yeah, it's real.
Yup.
Is it based on the SNL character?
I don't think so. Gojirasaurus.
Real.
Real.
I feel like Cody has an unfair advantage.
I haven't seen
it. No. Aerodactyl.
That's fake.
Yeah, that's a Pokemon.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Screw you. Yes, that's a Pokemon, not a dinosaur.
So we all got that one.
Gastrosaurus.
Fake.
I'm going to be contrary. I'm going to say it's true.
It's real.
Oh,
jeez. You're a monster.
A dino monster.
Microraptor.
Real.
Yeah, it's real.
Real. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to start saying whatever Cody says, because he has got every one of these right
Cody,
so far.
Cody, are you cheating?
No. I swear I am not cheating.
John Cenodon.
False.
Oh, that's fake. Yeah, it's fake.
You said I made some
You fun. Don't see him coming.
John Cenodon.
You never know. Maybe a paleontologist is a real big wrestling fan. You don't know. Okay. You ready for this one?
Yeah.
Draco Rex Hogswartsia.
Fake.
Real.
Real.
It's real.
Oh, what? Uh-huh. Someone is a super uh-huh. Harry Potter fan.
Exactly.
Dinosaur in the shape of a living castle.
Yeah, do you know what that one looks like?
It looks like a dragon.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Oh, there you go.
That makes sense.
It does.
You'd think it would be easier for them to just call it dragon.
Drake gone.
Or Draconis something.
Draconis Dragonus.
Bambi Raptor.
Fake.
That's real.
Fake.
It's real.
Jeez.
Cody, are you sure you're not, you didn't cheat?
I'm positive I did not cheat.
Reculodon.
Reculodon?
Mm-hmm.
Real.
Fake.
Real.
Fake.
You're kidding me.
No.
I was trying to get that one wrong, so it...
Jeez.
I'm like, I'll go with the opposite of what I think, just so I get one wrong and people don't think I'm cheating.
Sinatra Raptor.
Real.
That's real.
Real.
Fake.
Oh. Oh. There we go.
The king has been toppled.
Dinkleosaurus.
Real.
Yeah, that's real.
Fake.
Fake.
Oh.
Geezer Dactyl.
Real. Real. I want it to be real so bad.
It's fake.
Fake.
Ah. I just picture a pterodactyl with, like, glasses and, like, a cane. Like, its big claws are like canes. Like walking around.
I kind of imagine, like, a dinosaur version of the guy from Up.
Yeah. Like, hunched over, rubbing its back because it is in pain. Telling other tinier dinosaurs to get off its lawn.
Oh, these stupid mammals ruin the neighborhood.
Technosaurus.
Real.
Real.
Fake.
Real.
Oh,
there we go. There
oh, man,
we go.
We're making a comeback.
Don't call it a comeback. We've been here for years.
It feels like it. That's a joke. This is fun.
Megasharkia.
That's real.
Yeah, real.
No, false.
Fake.
Oh. It's a megalodon, not a megasharklia.
I get. Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Microceratops.
Fake.
Fake. Michael Theratops.
It was really funny when they first found him.
It's becoming substantially less funny on subsequent findings.
Yes.
Most awkward dinosaur.
I just want to see that dinosaur like walk to like the Charlie Brown music with his head down.
You know, they first found the first fossil with the Jonah Hillodactyl.
That's fake.
Yeah, not to be confused with the Jesse Eisenbergosaurus.
Though they look very similar.
They look very similar, yes.
I love the Michael Theratops in that Facebook movie.
Bob Rossadon.
I'm going to say real because I want it to be.
Yeah, I agree. That's real.
I'm comfy.
Is he a herbivore? Does he love happy trees?
It's fake.
Oh.
But he probably would.
Some kind of diet, like an herbivore with an afro. Yeah.
That would be great.
Uh-oh. We have a tie between me and Josh. Do you have a tiebreaker dinosaur?
Oh, snap.
Or can you stretch this out for at least 10 more minutes?
Madonadon.
Grimaceosaurus. And for bonus points, is it four-armed or two-armed?
Cerasaurus.
Cerasaurus?
Uh-huh.
Real.
Fake.
Oh!
We have a winner.
Oh, man. I'm the Alan Grant of Nerd Overload.
It's okay. I'll settle for the Ian Malcolm.
Quizzes find a way.
Quizzes find a way. That quiz sure found a way.
Do you want one that I almost used?
Sure, let's hear it. Why not?
Blurtodactyl.
And with that, let's go to a break. Nerd Overload is brought to you in part by Replays, Gameware, Movies, and more. Replays is the place for all your gaming needs, from retro up through current-gen systems and accessories. They even have a free customer rewards program. Mount Vernon Avenue, Marion, across from the Marion Plaza. 751-4072 or online at facebook.com/replaysmarion.
Nerd Overload is sponsored in part by Creative Foundations.
Hi, my name is Robert.
Hi, my name is Amber.
Hi, my name is Jessica.
I'm Jimmy, and I work at Creative Foundations,
a store that employs people with developmental disabilities.
We have four locations:
Delaware, Mount Vernon, Marysville, and Urbana.
Our website is creativefoundations.org.
Find us on Facebook.
Okay, we're back. That was Weird Al's Jurassic Park, you know, since that's opening this week. But
and first, we just, you know, we just did do that
big quiz, yeah.
That helps, too.
Yeah, it's like we're not being paid by Jurassic Park people, I swear to God.
I want that sweet, sweet dinosaur money.
Anyway, let's talk about some TV news.
Sure.
We have John Bernthal from The Walking Dead has been cast as the Punisher in season 2 of Daredevil.
That's really interesting. I was kind of hoping the Punisher would get his own, like, series.
Maybe it'll branch off.
Maybe. Yeah. I mean, who knows? But if he's going to appear anywhere, it's going to be in these Netflix series because they're a lot more grounded.
Oh, yeah.
A lot more serious, and they can get away with
a lot more.
Yeah.
We could get a true depiction of the Punisher.
Yeah, they can get away with more than, you know, Warzone and the Thomas Jane. I was kind of hoping Thomas Jane would be the Punisher, just because I like him as the Punisher.
Yeah.
But
better than Dolph Lundgren.
Dolph Lundgren?
Yeah.
I don't know. That Punisher is pretty great. I always picture the Dolph Lundgren Punisher in the same universe as, like, the Bill Bixby, Lou Ferrigno Hulk.
Yeah.
That crappy Spider-Man from the 70s.
Yeah.
And, like, the Afro Doctor Strange.
And the what was that Hulk movie with that had Thor in it?
And Reb Brown as Captain America, the motorcycle helmet wearing Captain America with the clear shield. That's also his windshield for his motorcycle.
Where's that comic series? Like a Batman 66 style, like weird old Marvel characters.
Yeah, that should be. That really should be.
That's what they'll call it. Weird old Marvel characters.
Yeah, that's it.
The 70s movie Avengers.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But no, I think this is good.
Yeah, it's a good choice. He can do intense really well, and the Punisher is intense.
Yeah.
And he looks the part.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see it.
Yeah, and I mean, they could take his introduction as, like, a play on his introduction into the comics. He was a Spider-Man villain.
Yeah.
For, like, one issue. Like, someone had hired him to hunt, take out Spider-Man.
Yeah, it's
so
kinda...
it would be just as easy for someone to convince him that, you know, Daredevil is
a bad guy,
and he needs to be taken care of, you know?
Yeah, it's kind of crazy how, like, a lot of, like, the really big Marvel characters started out as side characters in other comics.
Oh, sure.
Wolverine and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a great way to test a new brand is to stick it in with the brand everybody already likes.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Back then, they weren't really testing for new brands. They were just like, hey, we have this idea for this thing, and they threw a lot of stuff at the wall. Some of it stuck, some of it didn't. Does anyone remember the Walrus? He was a Beatles-themed supervillain.
No, but that sounds great.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Cuckoo, cuckoo.
That was when he would punch you. That's what he would say.
Oh, man.
But speaking of different people playing different characters,
sure.
The Powerpuff Girls is getting a reboot by Cartoon Network, and they cast all new voice actors for the three Powerpuff Girls without telling the originals, and they're not pleased.
Well, I mean, I can see both sides of it, certainly. I mean, you know, I know Tara Strong was at least one of the voices.
I can't
remember who the other two original voices were. But, I mean, if this series is completely separate from the original run...
Oh, it is. Craig McCracken's not involved at all.
Yeah, well then, I don't...
Tom Kenny's coming back,
sure. But I don't necessarily see why... they would need to be... I mean, it would have been nice. It would have been a nice courtesy, but they didn't necessarily have to be informed of that they're making a new show and recasting the voices.
Yeah.
This isn't our Powerpuff Girls. This is a Powerpuff Girls for little kids.
A new generation.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, I don't know.
I would withhold judgment till we see this show.
Yeah, that too. Absolutely.
I mean, I liked the little one-shot they had back, like,
last January. That little special they did was really good.
Yeah, the art style was different, and I know a lot of people got mad about that, but it was interesting. It shook things up a little bit.
Oh, speaking of people getting mad about the art style, that's all Twitter's been about.
They barely changed it.
They're complaining that the lines are too thin and it's too consistent.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that it doesn't look hand-drawn and rough. So
That's a little...
It looks good and, like flash animated and, like, clean, and there's shading, and people are super mad about it.
Oh, wow. I didn't see that. All I saw was people mad about the voice actor change.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
I looked at... Because on the Cartoon Network Twitter, they had, like, little Vine videos of all three of the actresses, like, saying stuff. And I was just kind of going through the comments because I'm a crazy person. Because comment sections are never a good place to look.
It's never a good place if you want to get real mad.
Yeah.
Cesspools of the internet.
Yeah. And there were people getting real mad about how clean it looked and stuff.
Wow.
It could be worse. It could be like Powerpuff Girls Z that ran in Japan.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is.
Oh, it's weird.
It's okay.
Different.
It was this Japanese anime of the Powerpuff Girls, but it was completely different.
Yeah, it was like the anime version of Powerpuff Girls.
Oh, okay. Well, that is weird.
Done
then.
In Japan.
Oh, then that is weird.
Yeah. They were all like basically magical girls.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I guess that's the closest thing.
And they weren't like created. They were just normal girls. And then this thing happened and they gained powers.
That's weird.
I mean, it was an interesting spin on it, but it also felt so wrong because it was also this other thing. Like,
yeah.
Like if it was its own show, it would have been fine. Mm-hmm. But it felt so weird that they'd cribbed everything from Powerpuff Girls.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like Mojo Jojo was like a giant monster monkey.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, all right. But this one, yeah, I think I'm going to reserve judgment until we actually see it.
I'll watch it. I mean, I've been a Powerpuff Girls fan, like, forever, so I'll give it a shot. Yeah.
Somebody on Twitter made a good point about the original Twilight Sparkle wasn't voiced by Tara Strong.
Yeah.
And I'm sure they didn't call her when they changed the voice.
Exactly, yeah, yeah.
That and voice acting is so insular. It's like the same 10 people voice everybody, mm-hmm. so heaven forbid somebody else get a job voice acting.
Yeah, now these three voice actresses, they're all children, right? Or at least they're a lot younger.
Yeah, which has been a running thing in Cartoon Network shows lately, is getting kids to voice kids.
Right, because Finn.
Finn is a kid. Steven from Steven Universe is voiced mm-hmm. by a kid. Chowder was voiced by a kid before that.
Yeah.
All good shows.
It seems to work for them, so I guess that's what they're sticking with.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a shot, you know, bring up some new talent, some new blood, and, you know, because you're right, there are the same 10 voice actors, and Steve Bloom's in everything. I love voice acting. I think a lot of people get crap on it for not being, like, real acting or whatever.
Yeah, it is a serious art form.
Oh, sure.
Like,
it is,
there's a lot of talent behind it.
I mean, yeah, there are some voice actors who don't really have a lot of range, but then you have other voice actors who can do so much that it's insane.
Mm-hmm. But it's good to give other people a shot.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's good to give other people a chance.
Oh, yeah. So. Yeah. And eventually, you know, after the heat kind of dies down, and these people will fall into the fold of the other voice actors, and, you know, their community will grow, you know, because everyone's friends with everybody in those circles.
Yeah, right.
One more animation thing, I guess, we can talk about.
Yeah, we kind of teased at this a little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit.
The season opener for The Simpsons apparently involves The Simpsons getting... Marge and Homer getting legally separated when Homer falls in love with his pharmacist, voiced by Lena Dunham.
Sounds like a bad joke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, really?
I don't know how I feel about this. Actually, I do have a pretty good idea how I feel about it. I don't like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It screams of scrounging for ideas. Like, Simpsons get a divorce, and it's not even all that different from things that have happened before.
Didn't they do this a couple times? Didn't they do, like, this almost with the Lurleen Lumpkin stuff?
Yeah.
And they, you know, reversed it at the end.
Oh, with the country singer.
Yeah, and then they did this with the... Marge has kicked Homer out of the house a couple of times.
Yeah.
I can remember one episode where he went to live with Milhouse's dad.
Yeah.
And there was a cracker factory.
Yeah. And then the other episode where Homer had his little man apartment.
Yeah.
The hot dogs in the sink.
Yeah.
And
it's just like they're just pushing it one tiny step further by having them sign a document, and it just, what's the point?
Yeah. So does that mean that they're going to, you know, the shows are going to have Bart and Lisa, like, split their time between the two? Or do you think this is going to last longer than one episode?
Oh, no, it's just one episode.
Oh, it's just one episode?
I think they said it was just one episode.
Oh, okay, well, then that's, like, not nearly as bad, yeah, but it's
still stupid.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then divorce is kind of a serious thing, too. It affects people more than you're going to be able to get into in one episode, so why even bother?
Yeah, I mean, it's
kind of like it's trivializing divorce a little bit. And I don't know. Again,
and it's a very common thing
that.
in our world now.
It's common, but it's not something that can be, that you should, like, I don't know.
Oh, no,
I think you can make a joke about anything, but yeah, trivialize. That's a better way to put it.
I mean, besides, they already have the divorced couple.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Van Houtens.
Yeah. You can see how well Milhouse turned out.
Yeah.
Everything's coming up Milhouse.
Everything.
They're doing a lot of stuff that seems really desperate this coming season.
Yeah, I'm wondering if it's winding down.
Yeah.
I think it's been winding down for the last couple years.
Well, I mean, like, recently things have been going way off the rails.
Yeah, like Harry Shearer leaving, and then they're talking about killing Bart in the...
It's a Treehouse of Horror.
Yeah, which, I mean, they probably killed him before.
Oh, yeah, it's been done. Yeah. It's been done.
I don't know. So, yeah, I think you're right, Sam, with it winding down. I think maybe part of Harry Shearer deciding to come back this season might be that they said, you know, just do this season because it's not going to be on.
Did he decide to come back?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He did decide. They bumped up his pay again. I think he's getting more pay than anyone else.
He's getting paid more to literally phone in his lines. He phones
in his lines. Sure. Sure, and he's getting more freedom to do other things, like be in other movies, which makes me kind of think that there's going to be another Christopher Guest movie coming up, because those are pretty much the only movies that he's in. But I just kind of have a feeling that part of it was, hey, let's do this season. Because what season is this? Is this
27th, I think?
27? What did they say? They said to him, at 30, we're done. Can you stick it out for 3 years?
I could see it. I mean, a lot of episodes from this season were stretch.
Yeah.
Bart vapes.
Yeah.
Homer becomes Duff Man. I'm not making these up. These were actual episodes.
I'm surprised they haven't done Homer Becomes Duff Man before.
I think that I said like... that while we were watching it.
Yeah. But yeah, I just have a feeling that the show, they're getting ready to end it.
I mean, I've said it before. As much as I love The Simpsons, and as much as it is a part of our collective culture, it's been done for a while. I haven't really enjoyed The Simpsons in a long time. I mean, it's just my personal thing.
I'm the biggest Simpsons apologist there is, and it's even starting to wear on me.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be weird living in a world without, you know, new Simpsons, but I'm prepared for it, you know?
Yeah, it's feeling more right now than it ever has, so just let it go.
I've been prepared since the movie.
In hindsight, yeah, they probably should have ended it at the movie.
I love the movie, too.
The movie's great.
Oh, yeah, the movie's great.
But I think that would have been the perfect capper for the series, was the movie. Have you guys heard of this theory? While we're on the subject, we can talk about this for just a sec. That Homer has been in a coma since, like, season 3.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I read that on the internet.
Yeah. Like, the whole theory is, you know, the first couple seasons of The Simpsons were, you know, crazy things happened, but they were relatively tame. And there was an episode, I'm not sure, I don't have the thing in front of me, but I was like, there was like an episode where Homer gets hit in the head or something, and that was like the crux of the episode. And then like two episodes later is the one where he joins NASA. So the theory is that when he got hit in the head in that episode, he actually got knocked unconscious and has been in a coma, and he's been dreaming the last 20-odd years.
Which is why he has a new job every week.
And why everything's like... always crazy and things, you know, again, the NASA thing and like... all the weird stuff that has happened, like all the celebrity guests. Like before that, I think it was Albert Brooks was the only like celebrity voice that, you know,
would come in
and he wouldn't play himself. He'd play other characters. After that, it was like Alec Baldwin and like Michelle Pfeiffer showed up and started playing themselves and everything.
Various musical guests.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Paul McCartney.
Yeah. Right. So, yeah.
The president was their neighbor.
Yeah, right, yes.
I love that episode.
Yeah.
I love Bart Dennis the Menacing, George Bush.
Yeah, that's good stuff. But, okay, so if they end the series like that, if they come back and say, you know, hey, that we didn't plan on this to write it this way, but then it kind of makes sense. What if they did that for the last season or the last episode where Homer wakes up and everything is more normal and the last 25 years have been all dream sequence. How would you feel?
I would feel pretty cheated.
Yeah.
I mean, it just seems like a cheap gimmick to do at the end. It's like how Roseanne ended where, it was all a book she was writing and everything's different.
Oh, I hated that. Oh, yeah. I hated that so much. Dallas ending.
Another Fox show, right?
Yeah.
Where they ran out of things to write about, so they kind of decided, let's just do this left field thing.
Yeah, they made him win the lottery, and I hated that season so much.
Yeah.
So bad.
Well, who knows? We'll just have to wait and see and watch.
Yeah.
Maybe. I mean, I won't watch because I haven't watched The Simpsons in years.
Yeah, I really haven't either.
I always watch it on Hulu because it's there, but I'm starting to wonder why I do that. Yeah.
It's because it's there.
I always watch the Treehouse of Horror because I love those.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't even watched those.
Mostly, and half the time, I just want to watch the couch gags.
Which have been really good.
Yeah,
they've all been.
The couch gags. The Morty one.
Yeah, the Rick and Morty.
Oh,
yeah.
That came out of nowhere.
That
I had
was
no
amazing.
Idea.
Amazing.
Yeah. And I wonder how many people watched that and went, what the heck?
Who are these guys?
What is this? That was like an in-joke for like the, you know, the 20-odd people like us. That
who watch Rick and Morty.
Who know what Rick and Morty is.
You can actually witness the birth of that deal happening on the director's commentary for the Rick and Morty first season DVD.
Really?
Yeah, when Matt Groening does one of the commentaries, and they kind of like talk about having them do a couch gag in that commentary.
Oh, wow.
Really? Huh.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
I'll have to go back and watch that.
See, that's something I do miss with the Simpsons stuff. I love the commentaries.
Yeah.
It's the best part of it, I think, going back and watching the episodes.
I don't know. I just feel like Simpsons isn't quite as powerful as it used to be.
No.
Like, I remember when I was younger, you know, there were some big deals with the Simpsons. There was the whole the Who Shot Mr. Burns and that big contest. And then there was the winning the Simpsons house.
Oh, yeah.
Contest.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
Yeah. Which I read about what happened to that house later. It's been later converted into just a regular house.
Yeah. Yeah. It's weird. The Simpsons at the time, at one point, was cutting edge. And it has struggled to keep up.
Yeah.
Let's put it that way. It has really struggled to keep up.
Even with itself.
Yeah.
You know, with like Futurama and stuff. You know, they had a hard time staying relevant with that one.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it felt like that was more Matt's.
Oh yeah! Once Futurama came out, I mean, it was obvious that was the preferred project for a lot of the staff.
Yeah. I mean, it was a little more. The writing was better.
Uh-huh.
They could make more pop culture references, but make it kind of weird enough that they weren't being too much like their competitors.
I think a lot of what helped Futurama was they had the outline for the series to begin with. Whereas with the Simpsons, they were a skit.
Yeah, and it's been a skit.
Decided, well, here's a half hour. Okay, and they had to kind of build the universe on the fly. Whereas with Futurama, they had time to develop the whole thing before creating the episode, so they had kind of an internal consistency, I guess.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah,
you want to move on to movie news?
Let's move on to movie news.
Movies.
I like movies. Let's do this.
Warwick Davis has been cast as Wicket in the new Star Wars movie.
That's crazy, awesome, and I'm excited for it.
Yeah, Ewoks are coming back, or at least one.
Yup, yup.
Oh, man, I did not realize how much I missed those space bears until I heard this news.
Oh, I know.
I love Warwick Davis.
Have you seen Indiana Abroad?
Yeah, I love that show.
Did you see the season where he went with Carl?
Yeah.
That's so funny. I'm sorry. I said talk about it.
It's a really good show.
Yeah, it is. It is a really good show.
Yeah, yeah. But no, I think this is interesting news. I mean, it's all conjecture at what point and why Wicket is in this. I don't know. It's got to be like a glorified cameo.
Yeah.
I don't see, you know.
They didn't necessarily have to bring him back to play an Ewok.
Right, but you know what? That's good fan service.
No, it is.
That's
good great.
Fan service.
Yeah,
and it gives me hope that you know other class. The
Does
other
it give you a new hope.
A new hope, yes. A new hope that Lando might come back.
He's not coming back in this one.
No,
but I meant like as far as in the canon of the new movie universe.
Oh sure. Yeah, I don't know what they'll have him do. I can't see him be like, you know, Senator Wicket from the Moon of Endor at the new Galactic Senate or something like that. Like. Wicket with, like, dress robes and, like, a business tie or whatever.
He's in the floating pod next to the E.T. pod.
Yeah, the E.T. pods. Yeah. But I actually heard something where it might have something to do with someone going and visiting the grave of Darth Vader, of Anakin Skywalker, which he was burnt on the moon of Endor, like, in the center of town. Who knows? Maybe that was, like, left for, like, 30 years, and they go visit that village to get, like, his lightsaber or, like,
his helmet
or something.
Or maybe it's some plot by the Empire to bring him back to life.
That could be. That could very well be. And we'll see, like, an old, wizened Wicket.
With a bird skull on his head?
Yeah. See? There you go. Yeah.
Like the other village elder?
Yeah. But no, I think it's cool.
It's interesting.
I love this fan service stuff. You know what? Sometimes fan service gets a little much, but I love this kind of stuff. The little stuff like this.
Especially since the prequels, we didn't get any of it.
Yeah.
There was like no fan service there in that at all.
Well, the bad stuff.
Yeah.
Like, the kind like hit you over the head with it.
Yeah.
Know? But like, I mean, it's too early to judge, but it seems to me that they're doing it right. J.J. Abrams is doing it right with this one.
Oh, yeah. They brought back practical effects, and, you know, it just everything seems to be moving on a positive side.
Yeah. Yeah. And we know he can do fan service because the Star Trek movie.
Oh, yeah.
At least the first one was super, you know, with sly stuff like the Kirk getting with the Green Lady and, like, little stuff like that.
Well, even the second one, where it's basically, you know, almost a rip for the Wrath of Khan.
It was a reverse Khan.
Yeah. The Tribble was a little heavy-handed.
That was a little much.
A wee bit.
But, you know.
We got a couple other Star Wars things that we can hit while we're here.
Let's do it. Yeah.
In the comics, they revealed that Han Solo has a wife.
That's right.
Yeah.
And the comics are canon now.
Yeah.
So that is a real thing.
Granted, it's like the last panel of the page.
Oh, so we don't really know.
No, we won't know until like the next issue.
But, I mean, that's interesting. I like it. I think it's a cool idea.
Yeah. People are losing their minds over it.
Yeah, so because the comic is taking place between New Hope and Empire Strikes Back.
Yeah.
So, like, as the romance between Han and Leia is budding, you know, all of a sudden this wrench is thrown in, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I've heard various theories on either something's going to happen to her, or the other theory I've read is that maybe it's a, I don't know how many of you watch Firefly. But there was an episode called Our Dear Mrs. Reynolds where this girl comes in and marries the main character, Nathan Fillion's character, Kevin Reynolds, but it's all a sham. And so people are wondering, she's not really Han's wife?
Oh, yeah, she was on Mad Men.
Yes, yes.
That's
Christina Hendricks.
Yes.
Yes, that is her.
But, I mean, that's a lot of people are going everywhere with it.
It could be an ex-wife.
Could be a crazy person who says she's Han's wife, but not really.
Yeah. It could be a million different things.
Yes, which would explain Han's face at that panel.
Yeah, like, oh no.
Yeah. No, it could be a million different things. And you know what? It's interesting. It's a new direction for the character, and I like it.
Yeah, I think it's funny, and I think it's befitting of a space scoundrel like himself.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yep.
And I love the fact that she's a person of color.
Yeah, that's cool.
Oh, that's another theory, that she might be Lando's sister.
That would be kind of cool.
That would be kind of cool.
That would explain why they know each other.
Yeah, other than just they were scoundrel buddies.
Yeah.
Lena Calrissian.
Yeah.
I forget what her name is.
Lena.
Oh.
Lena Solo. Something like it.
I just pulled that out of thin air.
I thought it was like Sana. But yeah, look it up. We should probably know Sonic Solo.
Gotta go fast. In this relationship.
Sana Solo.
Well, okay. I was close.
Sana Calrissian Solo? Maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah. Well, I just have to wait and see. And the other Star Wars thing, they unearthed, like, the original script for A New Hope, right?
Yeah.
It was like at a...
Like one of the very first drafts of it.
Yeah. It was actually when Luke was called Starkiller instead of Skywalker.
Yeah, and that's when he was like a 50-year-old Jedi general.
Well, this one was a little closer to...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this one was a little closer to, like, the actual movie we saw. Just names and some things were changed. But it's stated definitively that Han shot first. So, all the people who were, you know, naysaying it, and you know, including George Lucas, with his whole, well, it was always my intention that, you know, it was...
I love your George Lucas
thank
voice.
Thank you. I hope I projected the waddle enough. It was always my intention. But, no. Han shot first, and that's great.
Officially.
End of story, period.
Take that, people. Guess what? Han's not a great guy. He becomes one.
Yeah.
There you go. It works better for his character, I think.
Oh, yeah. I always loved him as the space scoundrel.
Mm-hmm.
It made sense for the character.
He's probably my favorite Star Wars character, honestly.
He's up there.
Up there with Boba Fett.
Yeah. The man who says three things.
Yeah. But looks so cool saying it.
Oh, yeah.
Which is really crazy. Like, I saw a picture of him, like, without the helmet.
Oh, he looks like a dad.
Yeah, that stupid mustache. And
yeah, it looks like somebody's weird dad cosplaying Boba Fett. There's this picture from the set way back when they were shooting it. Yeah, look it up on the internet. It's pretty funny.
It's great.
He's got, like, glasses and a big bushy mustache.
Yeah.
It's like somebody's dad or their science teacher.
Like that teacher in the Tron suit.
Yeah.
Oh my god, he does look like Tron guy.
Just not a bigger guy.
Yep.
Oh god, Tron guy.
Well, in further movie news, Uwe Boll, did I pronounce that right?
Uwe Boll had
a recent meltdown on YouTube because his project on Kickstarter didn't get funded.
Well, it wasn't just Kickstarter. It was two Kickstarters and an Indiegogo.
Wow.
That was the third time.
And this guy, if you don't remember, is the dirtbag that makes terrible video game movies.
Well, not just terrible video game movies, but just terrible movies in general.
Yeah.
Offensive, terrible.
It's almost
racist, sexist movies.
It's almost an art form.
Yeah. This guy made a comedy movie that takes place during the Holocaust.
Yeah. What?
Yeah, that Blubberella.
Uh-huh.
No, never heard of it.
Oh,
no.
About it's basically Blood Rain, but she's fat, and that's
funny?
And it takes place during World War II.
Yeah, it's a...
And they made a train full of Jews joke.
Oh,
that's nice. It's super... This guy's a jerk.
Yeah. Well, it's a little more than he's a jerk. He's kind of a scam artist, too, because what he does is he all of his movies are made for a set budget, because if you're a German national and you film in Germany, the government reimburses you for, like, X amount of cash, like a set amount of cash. So he makes his movies for whatever he will get and reimbursed for, so that his movies pretty much cost him nothing.
And it's a guaranteed profit.
Profit. And whatever other expenses he has, it's a tax write-off for him. So, but what he needs is initial investment. And that's why he went to Kickstarter. Because he's making a movie. It's called... the name is from a video game, but it's not about it. The one with the giant animals fighting. Rampage. The movie was going to be called Rampage. But it's not a Rampage movie. It's not about the game. For once. But he tried a Kickstarter, and it didn't fund. So then he tried an Indiegogo, which, you know, whatever you get, you keep on Indiegogos. Whereas with Kickstarter, if it doesn't get funded, you don't get any of it. Didn't get funded. Then he went back to Kickstarter a second time, didn't get funded. So he went on YouTube and kind of lost his mind, talking about, you know, people don't care about real art. All they care about is their Marvel Avenger trash and their magic wizardy movies, which we can't. It's not really clear if he's talking about like The Hobbit or Harry Potter.
Both.
Didn't he say like Wizard Walking Around the Woods movies?
Yeah, Wizard Walking Around the Woods movies.
Yeah, what is he talking about?
Well, there was that whole part in the last Harry Potter movies where they're wandering in the woods, and there's also in The Hobbits with Gandalf and them running through the woods.
I'd like to think he's talking about Percy Jackson.
Could be.
He's real mad about Percy Jackson, the lightning thief.
Everyone should be real mad about Percy Jackson.
but yeah, I mean, he's being a real baby about it. And you know what? He's going to end up selling enough sponsorships from different, you know, businesses over there that he's going to end up making his movie.
Yeah,
and
nothing stopped him before.
And he's going to end up just making a pile of money on it because, you know, suckers like me who love watching bad movies are going to end up renting his movie, or at the very least catching it on Netflix when it's...
You could always pirate it.
Not that I would ever do that, Josh.
We don't condone that.
We do not condone pirating of media, Josh. But no, he's being a little baby about this.
Like, he's a dirtbag jerk. And like, as soon as people stop paying attention to him, the better.
Yeah, but that's never going to happen.
No, because he keeps having meltdowns like this or making movies that are consistently worse than the previous one.
And you know
one.
What? After this meltdown, if he does another Kickstarter, it will fund. I guarantee you it will fund. Because people love spectacle. His movies, as much as garbage as they are spectacle. It's one of those things where you go in to see how bad it can get. That's what he's built his entire career on. And he's turned that, his filmmaking process of seeing how bad it can get, to his real life, to the whole process of filmmaking. So yes.
Did you ever see the Postal movie?
I watched about 15 minutes of Postal.
That's about how far we got in Blubberella.
Yeah. I'm just curious how terrible it is, because...
It's not great!
Yeah.
Not that the Postal games were that great.
No. Well, it makes the Postal games look good.
Okay.
So...
What other movies did he do?
We did Blood Rain.
But yeah, Blood Rain, Alone in the Dark, House of the Dead, which is ridiculous. That's probably his best one, is House of the Dead. A Dungeon Siege movie.
Oh, he looks like a tool.
Yeah, he kind of is. Let's see. Rampage 3, that's what he's working on.
That paintball-looking movie.
He did In the Name of the King 3, The Last Job. I don't know what that is.
Name of the King is a game series.
It's Dungeon Siege.
Okay, let's see.
Dragon Dog.
Well, there's Blubberella. Blood Rain.
He did a movie called Auschwitz.
It's a fun time romp.
Yeah.
He is German.
See, yeah. Alone in the Dark 1 and 2, he did.
Far Cry,
the movie. Yeah, he's just done
a bunch of crap.
Yeah.
He's done a
German
lot of,
fried movie.
A lot of garbage. A lot of garbage films. So
he also boxed the Something Awful guy.
Yeah, they did that.
They had a serious boxing match, and Low Tax got his butt kicked by Uwe Boll.
Yeah. Yeah, that definitely did happen. So anyway, yeah, don't fund his films. Please don't fund his films.
Yeah.
This guy doesn't need to make any... You know what? I'm all for people making, you know, their art. This guy doesn't need to make any more
art. He's not making art. He's just stealing money from the German government.
Yeah, pretty much. Which, I mean, you know, do what you will with that, I guess. I don't know. Anyways, speaking of other movies that should not be made, Warner Brothers has rekindled the fire that is the live-action Akira movie.
This is...
Canada! Oh, Canada.
This movie has been, like, they've been trying to make an Akira movie since...
Ever.
Akira, the actual animated movie, came out.
Yeah, no,
it was like 89?
Something like that. I mean, Akira is, like, it's seminal, like, anime, like...
Yeah.
Not just anime movie, but, like, animation.
Yeah.
Like, it's...
Oh, yeah, it's a cornerstone for a lot of things.
Mm-hmm. I still haven't seen it. I've been meaning to, but I haven't seen it.
You need to. It's really good. I don't care for it's been well documented that I do not care for anime, but I actually enjoy Akira. I think because it's a very adult story. It's not kiddified. It's done. It's like self-contained. It's a
serious film that just happens to be animated.
Yeah. Right?
Yes. And, Warner Brothers has been trying for a long time. And, you know what? Last week we were talking about how we think that the new wave of, like, films adapted from other media is going to be movies based on animes and manga. And, I mean, this is proof. This is proof, you know? I mean, because, you know, I had that Ghost in the Shell thing from last week, and there are a couple others that are coming out.
Evangelion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, what do you guys think?
No. No, don't do it.
In the history of things, much like video game movies, anime live-action movies tend not to turn out well, especially when they're done by American studios.
Yeah.
As in, like, The Giver and Fist of the North Star, which are both... Oh, and Dragon Ball Evolution.
Yeah, remember that?
Oh, man.
Which are all terrible. Terrible films.
I don't know. Fist of the North Star had its moments, you know, with Malcolm McDowell.
No.
Anything with Malcolm McDowell is instant, you know, schlocky gold.
It's awful. It's so bad.
It has Clint Howard.
I don't care. It's awful.
You know who Clint Howard is, right?
No.
It's Ron Howard's brother. He's in everything. Shoot, he was in Heroes for an episode. He was the guy that could touch things and turn them into liquid.
Oh, yeah.
He was also, original Star Trek. He was the star baby that contacted the ship.
Oh, jeez.
He was an ugly-ass star baby. With an adult voice.
But no, I mean, they've said that the Akira film is going to have the Daredevil Season 2 writer.
Okay.
Which,
okay. It would be better if it was Daredevil Season 1 writer.
I know, right?
Yeah,
we're getting a writer for a season we haven't even seen yet.
Yeah.
I mean, but I doubt Daredevil will be bad. But I just, why can't they just let it die?
Yeah. Like, it would have to be somebody who really gets it, and I doubt anybody.
For one, the movie is really, I love the movie. I always have. But it is a really weird movie.
Oh, it's weird.
And dense. There's a lot of stuff going on in that movie.
Yeah, like, it's like the 2001 of anime movies.
Yeah. It might be split up into multiple films. You know it will. I mean, that's the landscape that we live in. You know, like how, you know, the last movie in a series is now split into a couple. Or like how they split The Hobbit into like three or four movies. I don't even know how many.
Three.
Okay. You know they'll end up splitting Akira into at least two, if not three.
I mean, there's a lot of stuff that never got used in the animated
version. A lot of weird stuff that doesn't make sense.
Yeah, there was a manga first, and it is a long running manga.
It was very long running. But it did have a beginning, middle, and end. So that's a huge plus.
I don't know. Even the Japanese have a hard time making live-action films of their properties.
The fact that this hasn't already been done overseas is kind of telling that it can't be done.
You shouldn't do it.
Then again, I always thought Watchmen couldn't be done.
Yeah.
In live action.
And the live action Watchmen is really good.
It's as good, it's as close as it's going to get. And it's a very good movie for it.
Yeah.
Not perfect. Not a great.
I think it's
good and the closest we're going to get.
I think I like the ending of the film better than the ending of the comic.
It makes a little more sense.
Yeah.
But anyway, if they were to make an Akira movie at the same level, not with Zack Snyder. Oh God, no,
oh,
not that.
Jesus, no.
That would be bad. But if they made it on the same level and the same amount of respect for the source material that they did with Watchmen, it would again be, you know, not great, but a very good, you know, passable, serviceable film. And that's probably the best we're ever going to be able to get from it.
And with that, like, then why? Then what's the point? If the best you can get is something that's like almost exact to the source material.
To say that you tried, you know? Just to say that you tried.
Right. I don't know.
They've been trying to make, like, William Gibson's Neuromancer, that book, into a movie for a billion years, and nobody's done that either.
Yeah,
and I want that movie. That's a great book.
Yeah. Isn't that Johnny Mnemonic?
It's the same writer.
Oh, okay.
But it's not. That's a different story.
Gotcha.
Oh, it takes place in the same universe.
Yeah. We need another Johnny Mnemonic. Let's reboot that.
Yeah.
How much memory does he have in his head?
Not a lot, by today's standards.
Like 128
or is it just,
gigabytes or something?
It's like just like a gig.
It's some gigs.
Okay.
It was really big for the time.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
But it's Keanu Reeves, so it's probably not that big.
It's probably accurate to Keanu Reeves.
Yeah. Whoa. Okay. Let's finish up with some game news.
Sure.
Why not?
I mean, E3 is coming up next week, so we're going to have
like all the news.
Yeah.
Nerd overload.
Yeah, we'll have a game overload. Yeah, we'll have a special games episode next week, probably.
Yeah.
But we got some stuff to touch on before then. They're making a new, not a new Mega Man game, but they're making a bundle of old Mega Man games available with Mega Man Legacy Collection.
I actually heard a little bit about this. It's not just that, but they're also doing, it's also going to have a challenge mode, kind of like the
NES Remix.
So you're going to have like certain challenges to do, you know, play through this level or get this certain thing using only this weapon or bank shot this or do this or that. Which might be interesting. It'll be fun. It's a nice twist, I guess.
And the museum mode is apparently really well curated.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
Like really high def scans of things, and like at first I was like, oh boy, a pack of old games that I already own 40 times over. Capcom's doing the very least amount of work they can do to get another Mega Man game out after they've pretty much forgot about the series for 5 years. But it actually sounds like they're putting more into it than you would think.
Yeah, and you know what? This might be the best option for older games, to be honest, because it'll get older games that new fans would otherwise never be able to access through legal means into their hands, you know? I mean, how many kids have played the original Mega Man? 1 through 5?
6.
6.
6 is
yeah,
that
that's what's
this
in
pack?
That, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, how many kids have played that?
Probably very little, yeah.
How many kids should?
All of them.
See,
and
exactly.
They'll hate it because it's hard.
Yeah, well, exactly. Well, maybe they'll put a super baby mode in there.
I don't know. I mean, it's not the first time they've done this. I mean, they've brought out the Mega Man games and collections before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, back in the PS2 games. You had the Mega Man Collection and the Mega Man X Collection.
Yeah.
I wish they would have stuck 9 and 10 in there, because that's download only. And having it in a hard copy collection, you know, would have been nice.
Yeah.
It would have been nice. I mean, I'm excited for that, because it's coming out for 3DS, so it actually is coming out something I can play it on.
Yeah, right. Yeah, same here.
But no Wii U, which is weird.
Yeah.
Not yet. I bet it's coming.
I don't know. I mean, I guess some Mega Man love is better than no Mega Man love.
Yeah.
Yeah. If this is the best we can get.
They're supposed to be doing a new cartoon series, too.
That's what I heard. Yeah, I heard that, too. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
I like the original.
Yeah, Mega Man's great. I've missed it since they've tossed it aside for so long.
Super Fighting Robot.
Mega Man.
Awesome.
In other porting of games news, Hyrule Warriors is coming to 3DS.
I had no idea this was coming. That's awesome.
Zelda Dynasty Warriors mashup is getting a DS port. 3DS port.
I've played exactly 3 minutes of it standing inside a GameStop. And I love it.
Yeah, it's a sweet game. I've played the Wii U version. I like it.
It's a very well done Dynasty Warriors game.
Yeah. I wonder how the downscaling of the graphics are going to be when going from the Wii U version, which looked really nice, down to the 3DS.
I don't know. The trailer looks the same as the Wii U version, but I'm wondering if they're not using real
game footage.
Yeah.
It'll probably be it'll probably be very similar to the lines of, say, Smash Brothers.
Yeah. Which, I mean, it's not terrible.
Smash Brothers looks perfectly fine on 3DS.
Xenoblade Chronicles. Yeah, it doesn't look great. And it's a downscale of a Wii game. Of course, some of the textures didn't look great on the Wii either, so it might be that.
Yeah. But no, I'm excited for it. You know what? Any new Zelda is good Zelda.
Yeah, and they added two more characters so far.
Oh, they
far.
Did?
Yeah.
Which ones?
Tetra and the King of Hyrule from Wind Waker.
Oh,
and
nice.
They look like Wind Waker. So they clash a little bit, but it's kind of neat.
That's okay.
So the king. The king himself.
Yeah, he can turn into the boat and run people down as a boat.
Oh, okay. Nice. I dig that. That's cool.
I feel like just turning into the King of Red Lions in the middle of a grass battlefield wouldn't work out.
Just sit there and
fall over.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's cool. That's really cool.
I hope it rains soon.
I wonder if they're going to have all the extra DLC and, like, alternate costumes and different versions and stuff. Like,
I don't know. Because there is a lot of DLC.
Linkle.
Yeah. Well, I'm thinking, you know, they had all those Ocarina of Time skin packs and stuff.
Yeah, they did. Yeah.
Which, I mean, that's awesome. It's my favorite version of Ganondorf.
I really like Wind Waker Ganondorf.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I like Ganon as a big pig monster.
Well, that works too.
Well, that's Ganon, not Ganondorf.
Oh, yeah.
A slight difference.
Yeah. But no, I'm excited. Will it have amiibo support? I would assume so.
I think the original does, so I don't see why not. I'll bet it's exclusive to new 3DS.
Sure.
Since it's port of a higher system.
And it probably uses both sticks to look around.
Sorry. In other news, I thought I'd mention this because we talked about it before. When it was rumored Mirror's Edge was coming back, it's 100% official now. They've already, I think there might be a trailer, I don't know. But it's called Mirror's Edge Catalyst, and it's coming.
Oh, right on. Excellent.
Rock on.
Yep. And other than that, there's already rumors about what's going to be announced at E3, which is the big video game trade show where all the companies show what they're going to come out with next couple years, which is next week.
Yeah.
But
it's going to be a big, big week.
But Retro Studios, the people who made Metroid Prime, they're a second-party developer for Nintendo. They've tweeted that they have something they're going to show.
Good. We need more Metroid. It's been a long time.
Yeah, maybe it's Metroid, maybe it's something else, because they also did Donkey Kong Tropical Freeze.
Kong's good, too.
Yeah, I hope it's not another Donkey Kong, because they just did two of those back-to-back.
True.
But I wouldn't mind seeing something else from Nintendo, them revitalizing another Nintendo franchise we haven't seen in a while. I can't think of any off the top of my head.
A new Mother?
Yeah, there we go. Retro presents Earthbound.
Oh, man. What if one of the things they announced this year is Mother 3?
That would be very cool.
Because why else would they be hyping Lucas so much in Smash? Because, let's face it, for the Western audience, no one knows who Lucas is, really.
Yeah, it's Blonde Ness.
Yeah, pretty much. And, yeah, I would love
to have an official translated. Although I've seen bits and pieces of the fan translated one. It's really good.
It's fantastic. I've played all the way through it.
Oh yeah.
Earthbound did really well on the Wii U, and the Wii U does Game Boy Advance games now, so I don't see why they wouldn't, release it on there.
That would be great if, like, Reggie gets on stage and the first thing he says is, Mother 3 is available right now.
Oh, people would just explode.
Hey, you know what? You want to make a
Nintendo's good at making splash decisions.
They're going to have something that's available right now during their presentation.
Yeah.
That's what NES Remix was last year, and I was super stoked about that.
Because what day is their call it like the Treehouse?
Yeah,
thing,
well, it's the Nintendo Digital event, and then the Treehouse thing right after. I forget what exact day it is.
Is it the 16th?
I think so.
Because that's the day Lucas comes out on Smash.
Yeah, I think it's the 16th.
Okay.
Oh, snap!
I'm hedging my bets right now. There's going to be some kind of Earthbound or Mother announcement. I'm calling it. I'm calling the shot. I'm probably way off because I don't know anything about video games.
Okay, that's out there.
I'm calling my shots. Before we get out of here, because we got to wrap up real quick, do we have any other things we want to guesses? Anything?
Mach Rider. They're going to bring back Mach Rider.
Okay. Josh, go.
Kid Icarus 2.
Oh, I hope so.
That would be great. Good. Samantha.
I had something, now I forget. Crap, oh well.
Super Mario Brothers 2, The New Dream.
Excitebike.
Yeah, Excitebike 3000.
I had to have something, or I think it was going to happen, and now I can't.
Put you on the spot, now I can't remember.
Pokemon Stadium 2.
Pokemon Snap.
Pokemon Snap, Wii U. Oh, God, that'd be so good.
That would be so great. Think about it.
I know, right?
Yeah. All right. We've gone way over time. We gotta get going. You've been listening to Nerd Overload. Thank you for listening. You can find us each and every week over at nerdoverload.com.
Facebook.com/nerdoverload website.
Twitter @nerd_overload.
Email us at staff@nerdoverload.com.
That's right. Do all those things. We'd love to hear from you. Questions, comments, anything like that. Get a hold of us. We're all nice people, you know.
Do it now.
Yeah. We will come back with you next week, and it's going to be like all games all the time, right?
Yep. Should be. Unless there's like no news from E3, which would be weird.
That would be very weird. All right. See you next week.
This show was sponsored in part by Replays, Gameware, Movies, and More, and Creative Foundations.